Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452. Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Eller. Joining me today are Brian and Sophia, two of our amazing mortgage bankers here at Atlantic Bay. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, well, this is going to be fun. So, all right, let's dive into both of you and how you got into mortgage banking as a whole. And Brian, we can start with you.
Awesome. So, yes, my name is Brian Royster. I'm obviously with Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Been in the business actually 15 years now. Got in the business in 2007, 2008. I was still
Hard times to get in. Yeah,
it was. So I played sports. I was in college playing football at VMI for a couple of years. And then I ended up transferring over to ODU. And this is before ODU had a football team. And then I was going to, you know, networking groups, trying to figure out what I wanted to do, because I only had one dream my whole life, was to play professional football. And so I was always good at math. So I knew maybe something I could fall back on was something maybe like an accountant or something dealing with math.
Right.
But I went to this networking group. I found I actually connected with someone who actually had just recently opened up their own mortgage company. And so we hit it off. She was actually a big Virginia Tech fan, big football fan. And I started to kind of work for her, you know, while I was finishing out my college, you know, college time. So that's kind of how I got introduced to the business. And I've been doing it ever since.
Wow. I love that. And honestly, I mean, you kind of come at it from an interesting time. And so you've seen the ebbs and flows of this industry. And we know that there are a few of them right now. Yeah. We're in one, you know, but yeah, so I'm excited to be able to dive into this with you. And it's good to know a little bit of your background. But Sophia, what about you? Tell us how you landed this.
So I started off in banking back in 2007. I was a teller while I was in college. Then I moved up and became a mortgage banker, a small business specialist. And then I got married and relocated to Virginia, and I met him, Ryan, at Wells Fargo. So we both were working there, but then we kept in contact because I left and came back, all that good stuff, because my husband's in the military. And then I started working for Navy Federal, left there, and came over to Atlantic Bay.
Wow. So, all right. So Virginia Beach, this is home now for everyone. And so, you know, and that's where we're headquartered, obviously, but tell us, okay, I want to dive into the bank side. So knowing that both of y'all worked at a bank, Wells, obviously great company, you know, we never, badmouth anybody here at Atlantic Bay, but it is a different culture here at Atlantic Bay. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about kind of what are the reasons that you left the bank side, that perhaps somebody who's sitting and thinking, what do I do? I might not be very happy where I am working for a bank. And I don't know that there's enough leeway for me to do things that I want to do and experience this. So what advice would you give to them? Sophia, we can start with you.
Okay. So working at the bank, I mean, it's very like black and white. What I love about here is that we have like a system, and our system just flows. I have my own underwriter. I have my own processor. I have my own closer. I don't have to like figure out this whole round robin of who gets my file today. Sure. Luck of the draw, you know? Yeah. So coming over here, it was just like a better quality of life, work home and life balance. So I think that's a big difference for me.
Yeah. Brian, what do you see some of the key differences are?
Honestly, for me, because I worked at Wells Fargo for 5 years. And then prior to that, I worked at Bank of America for close to 5 years as well. It was like 4 years and change. And so I just like the feel of being able to be heard, I would say, is really the number one thing for me. A lot of times there were things that were going on that I feel like when we wanted to have some change in the market or change within some things that we were doing, it took so long for the person to make those decisions to actually implement something that it wasn't even needed, or it's too much time had already passed away with here. Was working with a smaller company, or that we just focus strictly 100% on mortgage. We don't do, you know, any other types of loans, any car loans. Like, you know, it's not treated as, you know, just a number at the bank. That's kind of where it was at the bank, where everyone just, you know, just, it didn't matter if they missed their closing date. It was just like, hey, whatever, they'll figure it out. Versus here, you know, we really truly care. You know, that's what I really like about, you know, working here at Atlantic Bay, is that family feel.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a definitely a great culture, and your hands aren't really tied behind your back. You know, you can kind of do what you want to do and be able to flex those creative muscles. And that kind of segues me into my next conversation piece with you. I think what you guys are accomplishing from marketing and advertising yourselves and talking about what you get to do every day is so fun. But one of the ways that you do it is through a weekly podcast. So what it, for one, yay that you did this. It's launched. It's off the ground. It's weekly. It's running. And the two of you have been so successful with this. But there are so many people who probably are at the bank world right now that are like, I can't even like people's LinkedIn posts, you know, or I can't even do this. I know. And so I think this whole life exists here at Atlantic Bay. But what inspired you to launch a podcast? Brian, take this one.
Yeah. So I actually wanted to launch a podcast for a couple of years now. I know during the pandemic, that's what I started to listen to a lot more often, were different podcasts. And a specific one is a guy named Eric Thomas. He has one. He's a motivational speaker. And so I, you know, he has one to come out every single week. I always check for it. It always came out on Thursday. So I always check on it, listen to it, and it kind of just, you know, gave some good words of wisdom that I, you know, used in my own life. And so sure. I had a couple people around me would say, hey, you know, they say I like to talk a lot. I like to lecture. I think Sophia, she'll agree to that. So, you know, I was like, hey, it'd be pretty good to, you know, maybe eventually do a podcast, but I didn't know where to start. And that was always the part that I was like, I don't know. When I do stuff, I like to do it the right way. Sure. I like the quality to be there. I don't want to just do it just because I have an idea. I want to make sure I actually do it, you know, like I said, the correct way. And so I didn't really know where to start. So I never really started. But then we had a speaker come, Tim Davis. He came, I think it was last summer, and he actually was on stage. He was kind of just going over some different things that we can do to kind of help give us the competitive edge in the market. He talked about books, and he actually mentioned podcasting, and he actually showed us how quickly and how easy it was to record a podcast, and he did it right in front of me. So I was like, okay, if it's that easy, I mean, obviously I know it's probably a little bit more into it that we can do to tweak, make things look, you know, a little bit more better. But I was like, hey, if he can do it, I can do it. And so Sophia, as she mentioned, me and her have had a really good working relationship over the years. And so she's somebody who I talk to daily about different, you know, loans that we're going through, just kind of bouncing ideas, bouncing things off of each other. So I, you know, I asked her, I was like, hey, you want to try this? And she said, yeah. And we've been doing it honestly, I think,
well,
since.
Let's be honest. At first I said no.
She did. You're right. You're right. She did say no.
Yeah. But then, I mean, I thought that it was a great idea. So
yeah.
It ended up working out.
Yeah,
it did. Absolutely. And the rest is
slow, so I had to make it my own. Yeah.
Well, Sophia, talk to us a little bit about your one target audience, and then how do you find content that you get to put out?
So our target audience is probably first-time homebuyers. We give a lot of like really low level base knowledge, like what's the difference between an appraisal and a home inspection? What's the difference between a discount point and a origination fee? Just some of those simple terms. So then that way, when people start shopping, they can at least know that they've heard those terms before. And it's not such a big shock to them the first time.
And so when, I mean, do you struggle with content? Because I think a lot of mortgage bankers, loan officers, and agents, and people in sales in general have this idea, but really don't get the execution piece. And I think that's kind of where it's this opportunity now to say, look, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was this. And so, and then it is a consistency thing. Like, we like shiny objects. It's just who we are, but we have to be consistent, much like with marketing in any capacity, right? So how are y'all finding content week after week? You know, is there any inspiration you're getting from other people? What does that look like? Brian, you can take this one if you want.
Yeah, sure. So I think so far we've been doing it for a little over 6 months now. I think so far we haven't really had a struggle for content. Every week in our industry is ever changing. I think they said the only thing that's constant in our industry is change, right? So every week, right. Every day, there's some type of new information, new something that's coming out. And so we typically just talk about those things, things that we're seeing, things that we're hearing, things that we're actually working through. And another good thing about our podcast is we don't strictly just talk about work. We talk about personal life as well. I feel like we kind of give that element of what Sophia mentioned earlier, as far as that work-life balance. You know, we always, you know, talk about what we did that weekend. We talk about maybe some things that we saw, you know, on the news, you know, some hot topics and current events that are going on. Hence the name Let's Talk BS. We kind of, you know, try to not to just focus strictly on mortgages and real estate. That is the premise and the primary reason we're talking, but we do try to also give that that warm touch as far as just kind of talking about our personal life, our kids, our spouses, and that type of stuff.
Well, I think we even touch base on some of like our personal endeavors. Like he has a business of his own. I have an outside business. He builds and flips houses. I have rental properties too. So we kind of touch base on some of the experiences that we have with those as well.
Yeah, I think that's so important. It's got to be very well-rounded. If you're just drilling down on like the what's what of mortgages, people, it's hard. It's hard to captivate. Mortgages aren't sexy. Let's get real. We're not, it's not an attractive thing, right? But we want one, or we all need one, and we should be educated, and it's our job to educate. But I do love the humble approach where you do get to talk about family life and who you are, because well before someone's going to call you, they're going to vet you out. And I do think that the podcast and being able to hear your voice, hear how you respond to things, what is he or she like? What would working with he or she be like? You know, I do think that's so important. I will say, I want to ask this question for those who are like, well, how do I get started? So you mentioned Tim Davis, who's amazing. He's great. He came on stage. He did it in like a 2-second thing. So how are you doing it? Because I do think that people need to know the meat and potatoes of how to begin. So Brian, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, sure. So like Sophia mentioned, we record every week. You know, we typically record on Fridays. That's normally the day that's the most flexible for both of us. So we'll come in Friday morning and knock it out. We teamed up with a guy. My sister referred us to a person who does like video recording. So we have a studio here at Atlantic Bay that we're able to utilize, you know, as far as frequently as long as it's available. So we'll always book it on that Friday morning. We come in, we'll sit down for maybe like 20, 30 minutes prior to recording. We'll kind of just go over some of the stuff that happened to us that week so we can have an idea of what we're going to talk about. We're going to pick a subject. If it's a certain type of loan product, if it's a certain type of situation, we'll kind of have that already fresh in our mind. But we do just kind of talk, you know, I mean, we don't necessarily have anything scripted. We just kind of have, you know, a couple of points that we want to discuss, make sure we're on the same page when it comes to what we're going to talk about for that day. And we just put the camera in front of us and let it roll. And we, you know, obviously we have a computer there that we have our headphones on, microphones. We've all purchased the different things that are required when it comes to actually recording the audio and the video of the podcast. And then, you know, we record it, we send it out to the gentleman that actually is able to kind of edit it and put it all together for us. And then he sends it to us and we put it out there on the different platforms for people to be able to, you know, view and listen.
I love it. All right, Sophia, I have one for you. So you said it took a little coaxing you to get into this. So now that what was that? Because I do think the fear of like one, the unknown, the uncomfortable, which is a growing piece. If you're uncomfortable, you're growing, right? So how did you kind of like get over the hump and just say, look, I'm going to do it. We're going in. We're good. Let's do it.
So like Ryan mentioned, we kind of go in and we build like a script kind of. Sort of, you know, we kind of write down what we're going to talk about. So that made me comfortable because I was able to know exactly what we were going to do looking forward. Now, obviously, the conversation is organic. We talk about, you know, certain things that we don't write down, but it does give me some type of order. So yeah, right. with that, I felt comfortable with moving forward. And then we just kind of came up with different concepts within the podcast and tried to make it fun as well. So
I love it. Yeah. All right. So, Sophia, what is your favorite episode thus far and why?
I already know what she's going to say. I already know.
My favorite episode is caffeine versus coffee.
I knew it.
Well, why? Why is that?
Well, it's completely unmortgage related, but we had a conversation one morning about the difference between caffeine and coffee. And Brian doesn't drink coffee, but I drink coffee. And he was basically trying to say that he didn't drink coffee because of the addiction to caffeine, but he does drink like energy drinks that has caffeine in it. And I said, well, there's no difference. And so we had this whole big conversation on it right before, you know, we got into the meat potatoes of mortgage. So it was quite hilarious. So that's my favorite. That's episode.
Yeah. That's going down in history. I love it. All right, Brian, which one's yours?
Honestly, I would probably have to agree with her as well. I mean, that one was a really good one because that was one of our, I want to say maybe one of our first couple ones, maybe the third or fourth episode that we did. And, you know, I don't, like she said, I don't drink coffee. I don't really drink energy drinks either. So don't, you know, it's not that. I'll drink a soda, you know, here and there, obviously that has caffeine in it. But we just kind of had some pretty good dialogue. I got a lot of folks who've listened to that episode. I think that's probably our most listened to episode.
Yeah.
Just because of the kind of dialogue we have,
almost the like banter. A brother sister.
Yeah, going back and forth. And, you know, it was just like, you know, and then we even referenced it the next episode just because if we still feel like we didn't finish the conversation or fully get
there's more to be said about this debate.
Yeah. So I would have to agree when it comes to that episode.
Yeah. Well, all right. So what people are going to want to know, what results are you seeing through the podcast? So what actually the ROI there? Tell us a little bit about kind of what you're seeing, what you're hearing. Obviously people are listening so that you're doing your job right. But have you gotten any leads out of it, agent leads out of it? You know, what is coming from this? Sophia, do you want to answer that one?
Well, I'll let Brian answer because I think that his following online is a little bit larger than mine when it comes to mortgage. So he's been getting a lot of feedback and a lot of clients from it more than I have. But yeah, I'll let you take that one.
Yeah. So like Sophia said, I've definitely seen a return on, you know, as far as the cost that we put in together. You know, as far as like just the, you know, the equipment, you know, as far as just the cost to have everything edited and put out there and streamed. You know, for me, I know how it is in mortgage. I've been doing this for a while. So I know it's always kind of getting in front of people, making sure people know what you do. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing that I know that a lot of folks that I deal with, they'll reach out to me because we always post it every single week on social media. So people will comment on it. I've gotten people direct message me, you know, that's turned into an application. So, I mean, just one or two applications alone that's turned into purchases, that alone pays for anything that we've ever put into it. So, and just honestly, like I said, I know how it is when it comes to, you know, the mortgage process, and I know how it can seem like such a tall task. So we really try to just to break it down and really kind of, you know, let's say dumb it down or make it more, you know, understanding. So when folks come to us, they kind of have a level of understanding of about what's going on and how the process looks. So it actually makes our job a lot easier, right? So we're not starting from the, you know, the very basic part. We're kind of, you know, we're kind of on a good playing field. They know what interest rates are. They know, you know, what
payment looks like,
what taxes are, insurance, like they kind of have an understanding of that. So I feel like it makes our job a lot easier when it comes to it. So that alone is kind of just like, you know, allowing us. And I feel like for me is the return on investment because as far as time goes too.
Sure. Absolutely. Building that database out to just be able to say, look, go listen to this episode. We really, you know, break this down and understand, you can understand these different terms and what have you. I love that. Well, all right, let's wrap up with this. You know, I'm going to ask, how are you lending forward this year right now? What's going on? Sophia, how are you lending forward?
So this year, I have an annual backpack giveaway that I do every August. Nice. I also do a Veterans Day event every November. But this year, I'm really looking forward to starting a nonprofit for those types of giveaways. So I'm hoping to get all of that started and done before summer.
That's awesome. Congratulations. What an accomplishment. That's really exciting for you. All right, Brian, how are you lending forward this year?
Yeah, so my passion is I like helping the youth a lot. I feel like, you know, for me anyway, the biggest influence on my life was, you know, the people that I looked up to. So my parents, you know, some leaders in the community. And so I'm just trying to model myself to be one of those. So, you know, me and my father, we're actually creating a nonprofit organization as well to help give back when it comes to anything. Like, we're not going to limit ourselves to just, you know, a specific group or a specific organization. So if it's just helping somebody pay their rent or their mortgage that month, if it's, you know, helping someone, you know, facilitate something, go to school, college, whatever it may be. I mean, that's what we're in the process of creating. And then honestly, just whenever I feel led to help anyone, like Sophia said, we'll have events where, you know, we'll have people come out and just enjoy themselves, just kind of get out of the mundane work, you know, daily. You know, we have an event coming up here in February that we're doing that at a Mexican restaurant where we're just having some of our, you know, professional folks come out and enjoy themselves on us, and just to kind of, you know, break up from the monotony of everyday work, you know, working life. So
I love it. I love it. Two powerhouses here in Virginia Beach. Well, thank you both for being on Lending Forward. And where can people find your podcast?
Yeah, so it's honestly, it's on all streaming platforms. So it's on YouTube, it's on Apple Podcasts, it's on Spotify, it's everywhere. It's called Let's Talk BS Podcast with Sophia, or with Brian and Sophia. But yeah, you can find it anywhere. Like I said, anywhere that you're streaming, that you listen to podcasts, you can check us out.
Good. Well, thank you so much for being on Lending Forward. Good to see you.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in Lending Forward. So go lend something forward today.